USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Utah and New Jersey are the two latest states to confirm cases of the Omicron variant. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it should take another week before we know the real impact of the variant. He says if you're worried, you should
get vaccinated and get boosted. You can visit vaccines.gov. You can text your zip code to that number there, or you can call and find out where vaccines and boosters are available.
Over 97% of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention employees have been vaccinated, according to new data released by the Department of Health and Human Services. An appearance this weekend by former President Trump's Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark at the House committee investigating the January 6th attack has been postponed due to an unspecified medical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The community of Oxford, Michigan is holding a vigil for the victims of the deadly high school shooting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Michiganders are strong, but we are brokenhearted right now. This week we lost four beautiful young souls.
3 days ago, a gunman opened fire in the school, killing four students and injuring several others. A 15-year-old has now been charged as an adult, and now his parents are also facing charges. Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents of Ethan Crumley met with the school's principal a few hours before the shooting took place. A teacher had found a drawing of a gun showing a person bleeding and the words, "Help me." After the meeting, the parents sent Ethan back to class. McDonald was asked if the tragedy could have been avoided.
I'm not going to give you a political answer, and I'm not going to cover for anybody, and I'm just going to say what I think, and that is, of course he shouldn't have gone back to that classroom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the rising cost of goods, gasoline, and freight, it looks like the Dollar Tree is going to be the $1.25 tree.
They're ditching those green everything's a dollar signs at their stores, with the chain saying that they will permanently raise prices by 25% on the majority of their products. Dollar Tree making the change at some stores already and rolling out the new prices at nearly all of their 8,000 United States stores by early 2022. These shoppers telling WABC in New York they're no fan of the price hike.
How many years has the Dollar Tree been around? It's sad.
I just think it's unfortunate, especially for the elderly who want a fixed income and have to come here or send folks like me out to pick things up for them. And it just makes everything go up. The cost of living is so high.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A plumber working at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston found a large amount of money hidden inside of a wall 7 years after $600,000 was reported stolen during a break-in. The plumber said he was installing a toilet when money fell out of the wall at Lakewood Church, which is led by Joel Osteen and his wife Victoria. The discovery comes after $600,000 was reported stolen during a break-in at the church in March of 2014. The church notified the Houston Police Department and is assisting them with their investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.